From heat waves in Spain to bonfires in the north, let's speak to Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson. On the day before the 12th, the 11th night, what can we expect tonight, Amanda?
Well, it's one of the busiest nights of the year for the fire service, because between 250 and 300 bonfires will be lit in predominantly Unionist Loyalist areas across Northern Ireland tonight. So the festivities are an important part of the Loyalist calendar as such, ahead of the 12th of July, which marks that Battle of the Boyne in 1690. So it's the 333rd anniversary of King Billy defeating King James. And it's one of those times of years where you're either really into it or it's divisive and you object to it. So there's a spectrum of opinion about the 11th, 12th of July, but it's a busy night for the police, a busy night for the fire service, and then the Orange Order will have its parades across Northern Ireland on the 12th.
It's not expected to be a terribly nice day tomorrow, unlike the glorious 12th that the North often expects. Have many people stayed around for it?
Well, this is the thing with the 12th of July. Every year, there are thousands of people who participate, and it's a family occasion. It is a holiday up in the north on the 12th. However, lots of people make a break for the border, as they say. Lots of people head off to Donegal or head away on holiday. Lots of people don't like the holiday, or they will hibernate at home because there's nothing really to do apart from if you want to participate in watching the parade. So it's one of those times of the year where it's important to some people and an annoyance to others. But certainly there's no sort of predicted flashpoints this year for any trouble. We know that out of the 250 bonfires that took place last year, there were police reports that flowed from around 54 of those. So it's not 100% of them, but it's a significant chunk. And the ongoing issues around community relations whenever it comes to bonfires, when flags and effigies and political posters and sectarian banners and things like that are burned, it's a real sour note every year. So depending on who you are, you'll have a positive and sectarian-free 12th of July, or you'll be objecting to some of the incidents that flow from it every year. And we know that the commission that was aimed at looking at these issues had made a series of recommendations around bonfires on the 12th of July, and the Orange Order has made moves to try and make it more of a festival type experience, but it's not going to work for everyone.
Amanda Ferguson in Belfast, thank you.